Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's a great start on the show. It's my first day on radio. I'm so pumped up. I decided to stand up and do this show just because we've got such an exciting show for you. And I just don't want to even get caught looking at Facebook or not concentrating, because we are going to talk about some important stuff today. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. I ended up getting shot a screenshot of a letter Nerium sent out to their people, all their national marketing directors, NMDs, just saying that they had suspended until further notice 90 days Ron Forrester. And so that just created a swell of comments and people telling me that I'm making the profession look bad because I'm airing this dirty laundry. I happen to disagree with that. And a couple of days ago I heard that Ron Forrester was accused of actually sending me that screenshot. And he didn't know I got it. And he had nothing to do with it. And I can promise anybody inferring that, that if I end up in a court of law over this whole deal, that I will look the judge straight in the eye with a Bible and say, Forrester didn't send it to me. He had no idea it was sent to me. He had no idea I was going to post that. So you can save your money, because I promise you, whomever says that and is circulating that rumor, he wasn't complicit in this whole thing. It was just another NMD that was upset about what was going on. Jeff Olson had a huge check as a distributor in so many companies. And it is absolutely beyond comprehension to me that a guy in network marketing would pull the check of a fellow network marketer for anything. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's just not the way this goes. And I have got a huge check myself. And I have caused huge problems in my company. Borderline policy and procedure breaks and fidelity problems and all. I mean, I've been a nut over 20 years, but I've never once had a feeling like my check was going to get yanked. And that has got to be the worst feeling in the world, not only for you when it's happening to you right now, but as you're enrolling somebody across the table, looking at somebody and saying, hey, this is your ticket to financial freedom. Do what you don't want to for a little while so you can do what you want to for the rest of your life. This is a check that you can build and keep forever. Corporate America will not take it away from you. I used to believe that. And I want to believe that about this profession. And I don't think Jeff Olson's going to do the wrong thing here. I don't know what Ron and whatever his wife's name is did, or I have no idea. But I can't imagine anything being that egregious, and I can't imagine being hurt enough by my company to have every leader in the company get a letter like that about me. So I was flabbergasted. I probably overreacted on my post and put it up there, but in hindsight, I'm not too sad that I did. So with that said, I wanted to get that out of the way first. We've got Kevin Thompson with us. As everybody knows, he is the go-to guy. Now Kevin Grimes is with him, and this guy is really... It's David versus Goliath, and we have got a Major League David with us. His name's Kevin Thompson. I love this guy. He is a beast, and he is really, really serious about fighting for us little guys. So, Kevin Thompson, how are you?
I'm doing great. So good to be on your program. We've got some pretty important stuff to cover.
Yeah, and we can go any direction that you want, Kevin. I wanted to get that out about Nerium out of the gate, but, and I love Nerium. I've always loved Nerium. I think that, you know, everybody needs to know that. I think their product, I think their comp plan, I think their culture, and especially their systems. Just about a month before all this went down, I had Forrester and Jeff Welch on the show. And it isn't about the company. I want great companies in our profession to survive. And it isn't about, so I don't want to go on a company witch hunt today. I want you to give us the big picture of what we need to do so we can all stay in business, Kevin. So that I want to clear that up first. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you 3 seconds into your start. So go start it again, man. And I'll shut up.
It's important. And the items that you covered by posting that whole Nerium story, it's an important conversation. And you're not being an advocate one way or the other. Actually, you do seem to be a pro-distributor in this case. But the reality is that sunshine is the best antiseptic. And Sunshine keeps companies honest. And the reality is, I'm not saying it's about Miriam. I don't know a whole lot about them. But a lot of these companies, they're like vampires. They do not like the light of day. They want the benefit of thumbing down distributors in private. And when it becomes publicly known, they get mad about how it became public. Not mad about the fact that they make some mistakes as a company. They get mad about how did this message get out there. It's absolutely insane. Just today, I got an email from somebody, one of the top three earners, and a top 20 company in network marketing. I'm going to be very anonymous here. A top three earner voiced some complaints and criticisms about a new website the company rolled out. It's not working right. And the owner of the company says, unless you pull that down, I'm going to terminate you.
Come
and it's insane. This person, they're earning seven figures a year, blood, sweat, and tears invested in this business. And you get the owner calling saying, do what I say. I'm going to terminate. And so companies right now, there's a lot of arrogance because they're getting away with it. And so we need more transparency conversations. And quite candidly, maybe some lawsuits where you really punch these guys where it hurts and you expose the practice, and then they think twice before doing things like this.
And I look at Zango, you know, they had that very public lawsuit a month ago with one of the directors suing another director or officer and talking about all that inside baseball over there and losing track of who they are. And they talked about snowmobiles and skis and cars and planes and trains and automobiles and excess. And you take a look at lots of these companies, forget how they got to where they are. And it was off of the backs of a lot of hard work and distributors. And a lot of distributors, you know, they punch the companies too. It's the same thing. I mean, it's got to be a mutual respect society. It can't be one way or the other. I can't be punching my company, and my company can't be punching me, right?
Well, so it's true. Unfortunately, the owners, the people in the field like yourself and the Ron Forsters and whatnot, the rights are limited. So Miriam can send out that message to everybody, implying that Ron Forster did some bad things. Notice Ron hasn't said anything because he can't. Because anything he says can be viewed as disparagement. It can cause him termination. So it really is, he's having a fight with both hands tied behind his back. Actually, he can't fight. He just needs to shut up and take it, is the way it works out. You know, Onyx Cole, who's a very seasoned networker, did a phenomenal job at Monavie. She's a friend of mine. She said that you never know how the owners of the company will change over time. You never know how success will affect them. Because in early stage companies, a lot of these owners sing a great tune. You know, Dan Larson did it. He said, hey, I'm a distributor CEO. I love distributors. We don't like non-competes. A couple years in, he started suing people for violating the non-compete and non-solicitation. So company owners can change over time, and when that happens, people in the field they just don't have a whole lot of recourse. And one thing I learned this early with Orrin Woodward when I was in-house with Orrin back when he was still over at Amway. He says you need more grace, less law. And I really practice that as an attorney with my clients. I beg them not to terminate, and I never send cease and desist. I like trying to scare people into submission. I don't like cease and desist. Without knowing a whole lot about what happened with Miriam, I think a better way to have handled this, to where you really get your point across and you don't alienate one of your top leaders, is to use it as a teachable moment. Hey, look, we're seeing some issues over here in this part of the world. We've noticed that some leaders, particularly these ones, are doing X, Y, Z. We're going to go through some more training. We failed as a company. We're going to do better. Yeah, accept more responsibility. That way you improve as an organization. You learn without coming across as being heavy-handed. I think that's the more appropriate thing to do.
And I've done a couple of things that I've gotten in major trouble for. Actually, lots of trouble. One of them I was innocent on. One of them I was really guilty on. And It was tense. I never worried about my check. I did worry about getting in trouble. I worried, did worry about not being on the inside and, you know, on the good list for a long, long, long time. But I never worried about losing it. And sure as heck never had the whole company, all the leaders in the company, even the people that weren't, you know, ranked anymore. I mean, they sent that letter out, as I understand it, to people that are gone from the company. I mean, that just, we've got to get better at that. I mean, we got to act like, we got to act like real business people, in my opinion. So the second thing that happened is I stuck something on my wall a couple of days ago about a post you threw up about these people with these funded proposals or whatever we're talking where we're paying people. And people, I got emails all over the place, especially too from two good people over at Jeunesse that built their businesses without getting one of those funded proposals. And they said, "You're affecting my family and my life, Tom. You are such a scab picker that you're causing problems for everybody, and you have no right talking about that," which I happen to disagree with. I had a guy just a couple of days ago who was coming into my company, and he said, "Tom, you got to give me some money. I mean, that's what I've got other offers from other companies, and they're going to these guys are going to give me dough." And I said, "Well, number one, my company doesn't do that, and number two, I don't do that." And I almost lost this guy. But if it's the norm that the other companies are doing it, it becomes very difficult for all of us to do it, and especially when it's not disclosed. So just talk about that whole can of worms, if you don't mind a little bit, Kevin, and just tell us what, I know what your opinion is on it, that it has to be disclosed or it's actually fraud. So talk about that.
Well, it's not an opinion, and I'm very careful to say that. It's illegal. I mean, the FTC has made it very clear that when there's a material connection between a company and somebody else, and that somebody else promotes the company, it needs to be disclosed. And so what is material? What's a material connection? Well, it's where, if it had been disclosed, it would have affected the person's credibility. And so small deals, you know, an advance loan, a top-up agreement, in my opinion, those aren't really material. What's material is where there's an initial, there's a cash advance, serious cash advance, plus you get extra money out of the pay plan, given volume in the pay plan. I think those are material connections that very clearly need to be disclosed. Well, I have friends at Jeunesse. This conversation isn't about Jeunesse in particular, but we all know that Jeunesse is building by way of these deals. And it's good for her or him for building it the right way, but it's almost like if there's a McDonald's franchise and we know that 70% of the units out there are serving spoiled meat, and the other 30% are doing great. They're operating by the book. They're doing everything they're supposed to do. You still need to talk about it because there's a problem. And yeah, even if you're hurting the 30% that are doing it right, it is such an important discussion. I was talking to a DSA board member about this, and he's been in business for a very long time. 70 million.
Kevin, hold that thought. The DSA board member, we're coming back right after this with Kevin Thompson and then Craig Watton. We'll be right back.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All right, we're back. We're going to go right to it. No chit-chat, and we've got Kevin Thompson. He is the attorney we want to have watching over what we're doing out there in the world of network marketing. He is talking about what's going on out there with these structured deals, and he has got a major, major, I don't know, you know, I called it an opinion, but it wasn't. He's just positive. He's right on this one. And he's saying this to protect you. Not to protect, I mean, that's it, not to be a big shot, to protect you, to protect this profession. So listen to him. I cut you off about the guy from the DSA, Kevin, so take it away, buddy.
Well, so I appreciate that. And this idea of deals, I'm certainly not saying it could be a big shot because, if anything, I'm getting tomatoes thrown at me. I'm getting more high fives than tomatoes, but from my perspective, it's hard for companies to compete when there are other companies out there that are pushing the envelope. It's the analogy is the speed limit's 70. There's hardly any cops on the road, so everybody's kind of going 90 and hoping they don't get caught. And then you've got some going 100, 110. It's really hard to compete. And I'm not suggesting that the Federal Trade Commission get more involved, although they will, unfortunately, because matters have been are getting messy. It's getting crazy out there. And I think central to the craziness, it's this new, this idea of deals being cut. Regulators will get more involved, but what we really need is more self-regulation. There needs to be a code of ethics, which the DSA has, but they need to actually enforce it to where they penalize people for violating the code. And so, for another example, Tom Brady, New England Patriots, he might have known about Deflategate, right? They can't quite prove that he knew, but he might have known. They put him on the bench. The NFL benched him for four games to send a very clear signal. If the DSA were to do that, when a company gets out of line, it sends a clear signal. And that way everybody has to compete fairly. Now, absent adult supervision, absent penalties, it's no holds barred. So back to my conversation with this board member. He was saying, talking about deals, yeah, they've kind of been going on forever. And, you know, there's just no, they're going to look into it. but it's really hard to stop, and it's not that big of a deal. And I reminded this person, they've been in business for 20 years. They've got over $70 million in annual revenues. They've got countless patents, $70 million in annual revenue, countless patents. When there's a company out there cutting lots of deals, that's at $80 million per month. And I'm unaware of a single patent. Maybe there's a patent with this company. And they've been in business for a few years. That is performance enhancing drugs. And what happens is it's a great high to the people that are involved, but it's a very painful low when the high wears off. We've seen this. We saw this with Monavie. They went from $850 million annual down to being close to bankrupt. And we also saw it with Vice Dallas. It doesn't work historically. Hopefully that wasn't too much. Tom, you still there?
No, that was great. No, as you know, you kind of clicked out on me at the very end. Yeah, it doesn't. And if you take a look at the history, I mean, companies go up, companies go down, and things are in vogue and things are not in vogue. And it's the ones that can stand the test of time that make all the difference in the world. You're 100% right. And I know that these companies doing this stuff. They think they're doing the next right thing. They aren't doing that because they think it's going to put them out of the business. They think it's going to help them. But if you look at the big picture and you look at what history has told us, it doesn't work. And these people that do get the money, if they weren't producers, they end up not producing anyway, and it ends up being a black eye on everything. And lawsuits get filed, and people didn't perform, and lawsuits get filed, and cars get repossessed, and all the jazz that go along with that. That also is a byproduct, right, Kevin?
Well, yeah, and you know what? We've got a few examples to look at when companies cut these deals. And I'm not saying deals are outright illegal. It's when you fail to disclose. But now here's the problem. Whenever somebody discloses, the magic is gone. Because now people are like, well, yeah, of course they went there because they got paid. And the enrollment slows down. The whole point is to juice up enrollments, to create momentum. And which makes it a fertile environment to recruit. What happens is the founders do well. The founders get paid. And the shareholders get paid. In some cases, in Monavie, they had so much debt, the shareholders actually, I don't think they got paid. The shareholders after the founders cashed out. The founders made a lot of money there. Visalis, again, the founders made a lot of money. And they're trying to rebound. I'm not picking on Visalis. My point is, typically, the owners come out okay. The early adopter networkers come out okay for a couple of years, and then it's a very painful decline, and then it's off to the next thing. And a lot of networkers, they don't have the skill where they can build company after company after company. They don't have the credibility. And that's why you're seeing a whole lot of crazy online activity, which is a separate topic for another day, I guess.
Well, we've still got plenty of time. We've got a long segment next, so we're going to come back. We've got Kevin Thompson. If you want to talk to us, send us a note on Facebook or text me at 720-840-7222. I'll be happy to ask Kevin whatever you want to ask. But we have got to save and protect this industry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey,
we're back at Tom Chenault. It is Kevin Thompson. Marianne, I'm sorry I haven't let you talk much here today. It was too important to be talking about
the
weather.
No. That's great. And, you know, I've kind of been on that little bit of an end there alongside of you. And, you know, what I want to say is people follow leaders. It's not so much companies. And so I think
What
companies make the big mistake is they think, oh, I can get rid of that leader, and all these distributors will just hang on here.
Yeah, ask LifeVantage.
Yeah. People have a following. And, so I think that's something that they may underestimate. But go ahead. This is real interesting. I'm loving it.
So, Kevin, I put up on my Facebook page, I put up every way possible for you to talk to Kevin Thompson, and you need to talk to him. He is obviously a voice for us. Before I go to him, the DSA, the reason that I have issues with the DSA, and I know that a lot of people are going to scream at me, including Richard Brook and Eric Worre and all those guys, is I've seen so many fights where the DSA does nothing but side with the companies. And that's why I helped found the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, which was previously the DRA, the Distributor Rights Association. And it's the reason I'm with my company, and it's the reason my company won't join the DSA, was because when the going gets tough, they turn their back on the distributors and stay with their client, which in, you know, which is really, really sad, because we need an advocate out there. So having said that, and tried to punch the DSA in the face a tiny bit, Kevin, how can a distributor protect himself?
I think that's a great question. And I don't think you punch them in the face. I think when people expect the DSA to help, their expectations are out of line. That's not the DSA's function. And that's one thing I've learned over the past several years. I'm certainly not their favorite supplier member. I've been a member for 5 years, and I certainly I poke and push them and challenge them and expose them for what they're not doing, and it hadn't really yielded a whole lot of effort out of those guys. I mean, their function is to protect the companies, period. So distributors need to be careful, because when you sign these contracts, the contracts are weighted in favor of the company because the company writes them, and that's the way it is. In more scenarios, distributors need to have distributor boards with their companies. Now, certainly networkers can come together and support the A&MP, but there's not a cohesive strategy coming out of the A&MP, really, that's serving the interests of distributors. So in individual companies, networkers need to say, hey, look, instead of me, let's use Ron Forster as an example, instead of me, Ron Forster, having a complaint or an idea, it's this distributor board. That way the company can't single out and shoot the main complainers. It's a unified front, not a union. It's a trade association. Amway started this back in the 60s or 70s, called the IBOAI, Independent Business Owners Association International. Arbonne has one. And the challenge, though, is that when distributors ask, a lot of companies say, no, screw you guys. We don't have to deal with the board. You know, and they'd much rather deal with distributors on an individual basis. That's the challenge that networkers have. Another thing is that if there's a dispute, maintain as many records as you possibly can and fight. And yes, litigation can be expensive, but if you're drawing a good enough check, it might be worth taking the case to arbitration or state court and seeing what fits out of it. I never sue companies, right? I do it once every 5 years. I mean, the stars have to line up. It has to be the right plaintiff with the right facts against a company that nobody, that people have a problem with, for example. You know, so if somebody has a problem with Herbalife, I'm not suing Herbalife. If somebody has a problem with Amway, I ain't touching it. But in this case, I had a client, Matt Nessler, and he got a deal. And so I'm not saying deals are illegal. He's a guy that got a deal. And it didn't work out to his favor. It was a really horrible set of circumstances, terminated, in our view, for no reason other than to give his volume to somebody else, which is something you see in a lot of these. You see these in a lot of deal cultures. And Matt says, you know what? I'm telling my story because I don't want my past to be somebody else's future. And he's not in a deal now. He's joined another company, and he's doing fine, and we're going to do okay in this case. But what we've learned in this case is that you've got to preserve all the records, because every single fact counts. An example, one of the executives at the company said, hey, Matt called me and made threats. Well, you dig in the phone records, there were no phone calls. And then I had Matt Nessler do a polygraph exam, because I wanted security knowing my client told me the truth. He did the polygraph. He passed. We push all that out there. So every fact counts. So if a distributor has his or her back against the wall, get as much facts as you can and get your story out there. Get it out there, because companies get uncomfortable when the truth is out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened with this Nerium thing. I mean, I had so many people telling me I was full of bull and I didn't know the facts. I said, somebody send me the facts. And I never got any kind of response from anybody. But nobody sent, you know, and I don't even know Ron Forrester's side of this, believe it or not. And which was a little interesting that I'm out there fighting for him like that, and I don't really know both sides of the coin or either side of the coin. But you are right. And down in Australia, I just posted it. Down in Australia, they've actually got a board. They've got a government agency that investigates what companies can to protect the little guys. Do we have any, I mean, in the court of law or anything, are there laws to protect us as distributors? Kevin, is any of this outright illegal, what these companies do, or is it just gray area?
It depends on the circumstance. So companies have the right to terminate. If networkers are acting out of line and they're doing inappropriate things, you know, as a last resort, you can terminate. And in Ron Forster deal, he was suspended for 90 days. And I've never spoken with the guy either. I've never met the man. I've heard he's a very kind man and a very, very successful networker. I think what got your attention, it wasn't really the facts of what happened, because everybody knows what happened. It was how it was done. There was a lack of due process. I mean, this person had his head on a stake before there was a trial. I mean, it's humiliating.
Yeah.
That message was sent to everybody. I don't care how bad the infraction is. There's a better way to treat your leaders. I think that's what got your attention. And Nerium embarrassed. They're embarrassed. So, of course, they don't want you exposing it because they're embarrassed by it. But it, candidly, if I were advising these guys, and of course they're not going to listen, they need to accept responsibility, admit to overreacting, and perhaps state what the reason why the suspension is justified, talk about the bad behaviors that they want to stop, and put it out there. Just, it's a horrible story, it's a terrible optic, they need to get ahead of it, address it, accept some responsibilities, maybe, God forbid, apologize, and then learn from it. I doubt that's going to happen because companies grow to a certain size, and they get what I call institutional arrogance. They just cannot admit being wrong. And when companies get like that, I get it makes me a little uncomfortable.
I've got a text message here. I am one of those guys who took a deal, and I would like to know if I protect myself from further problems by disclosing to my organization that I did take a deal. It's kind of rampant in our company, so I think I would have no problem saying that to my team. Does that exonerate me from liability? Isn't that what you're talking about?
That's good. And good for him for wanting to disclose that he's got a deal. The FTC says that the endorser can also be held liable when there's a lack of disclosure. So, yes, he would be exonerated if he puts it out there. Good for him. Now, does that protect the company? It's a spitball on a battleship. I mean, the company needs to have
a
practice. Yeah, they need to have an institutionalized way to disclose who has a deal. And I just wrote an article, by the way. It was part two of the special deal topic. And I'm not naive enough to think the deals will stop. They won't stop because it's just an easy way to build and recruit people. What I did say is that designate a special rank or a special, like an asterisk, for example, or a bronze plus, gold plus, and define what plus means. Plus means this person received additional compensation outside of the pay plan. That simple, just that little bit of truth, I think goes a long way to curing the problem. I don't think companies are going to do it, but it would certainly help if they did.
We got another guy just came back and said, if that deal does include an NDA, disclosing that deal could violate the deal. So this company's smart point this guy just brought up. The companies are saying, hate to tell you this, but if you tell people you got this deal, you just violated the deal and it could be null and void. So the companies are actually, some of the companies are actually intimating to these people that they cannot tell people. So they're not even allowed to comply with the very law that you said to comply with, right?
I forgot about that. Yeah. So same with in my case, the Matt Nessler versus Jeunesse. There was a provision that says Matt could not disclose terms of the deal. And the fact that we, as part of the lawsuit, we referenced the deal, they're using that against Matt, but they're trying to. I mean, it's humiliating. They don't want it to be known out there that there are these deals. I'm hearing contradicting facts. People are saying, well, everybody knows about these deals, and it's out there. But yet you look at the fine print in the contract, it's not supposed to be. So candidly, it's a disgusting practice. I think a lot of people, we all know it's wrong, and people are trying to figure out how to live in this world where it's prominent. It's like you know, saying reaching a contract with somebody to distribute cocaine, and it's illegal. It doesn't matter how good the contract is. The ultimate goal is an illegal goal. So the whole process is busted. That's how I view these things. It's not a good way to build.
And the guy that just texted me said, yeah, then they have that thing claw back. So not only you violated the NDA, they terminate you, and then they sue you to get back all the money.
I'd like to see them try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see them do that. I bet they wouldn't. But that's a separate topic. Here's the thing. So you asked the question, how can distributors protect themselves? I think they can form associations to be company-specific. And also, do not join companies that you know does these aggressive deals. I know it's tempting because there's momentum and it seems sexy and fun, but it's just not a long-term investment of your time. I just wouldn't do it. It reminds me of a Rodney Dangerfield joke. I'm never going to join a country club that will have me as its member. You know, if people are offering you money, there's a good chance that it's not that great of a business.
The companies that can't afford you don't pay you, and the it's just sad. So here's Kevin. We got to go. I just want to thank you for coming on. You are a rock star. I'm going to call you this afternoon, and I'm going to set another story because I want to talk about upline and downlines and uplines paying the downlines and doing the very same thing instead of the companies, because I know a couple of companies just basically circumvented this conversation by loaning money to their top distributors who therefore gave it to the guys. So I want to do another show about that. Between here and there, you go to Kevin's website, get on his blog. We'll be back right after this with Craig Watton.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
All right, we're back at Stomp Chenault. This is Stomp Chenault Show. I hope you enjoyed Kevin Thompson. You know, there's a lot of good distributors over at Nerium. There are great distributors over at Jeunesse. There are great distributors over at Monavie and any other company that was mentioned. Every company's got warts. And the name of the game is make it better. And the last thing, you know, I don't want any problems for anybody at Jeunesse or Nerium. I don't want anything like that. I want to keep this profession as clean as we can. The hard-working people of those companies have mortgages. They quit great jobs to get into this business, and nobody deserves to take a hit. So whatever you do, understand that that isn't what I do. That isn't what I want to do. I want to protect this industry. And the last guy on earth that should be standing in a glass house throwing stones is Tom Chenault, because I've been as guilty of everything that I mean, it's just, you know, that's the way. After 20 years in this business, I know that. So the next guy is a guy that's kind of like the watchdog of Australia. His name is Craig Watton. He's in a heck of a fight with Lioness down there. Lioness Australia. And it is apparently different than Lioness USA. But those people are up to their ears in alligators down there. I want to talk about that a little bit. Hello, Craig Watton. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Tom. It's great to be on the show.
It's great to have you, Craig. So tell me what's going on down there. And obviously, they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They terminated you, which was a big mistake because they didn't realize what a bear cat you are. What was your job before you got terminated at Lioness?
I guess if you can separate, you know, my position as a member of Lioness and the position that I held as the first managing director of Lioness, I wasn't, in fact, terminated. That's probably the wrong way to put it. I actually stood down from that position as managing director, but I'm still a member of Lioness. Lioness started here in Australia, conducting pre-launch from around September 2011, and then officially launched the company in April 2012. That, you know, there's been a lot of controversy around Lioness, not only in Australia, but also abroad. And you were present with me in September 2014, when the first direction hearings took place. The Australian Consumer Competition Commission has commenced a proceeding against Lioness in four countries at once. And this is the largest action that I have seen the Australian government take against any multi-level marketing or direct sales company in the 20 years that I've been in this industry. And there's a lot of people that are following this action very intently. And from that direction hearing, there's been a number of direction hearings and administrative hearings. But I think that what's really interesting about this matter is not just the allegations that Lioness has operated a pyramid scheme here and engaged in referral selling, but Lioness denying that they were responsible for the conduct that took place during the pre-launch period from September 2011 up to April 2012. Yet the court has made orders on April 9, 2015, discovery orders where Lioness has to hand up some 40 different items in discovery, and a lot of those items, it's a very broad order, a lot of those items relate to activity that took place between September 2011 and April 2012. So, you know, this is going to be a very difficult case for Lioness to defend, and I think a lot of people are watching to see what's going to happen.
And so at this point, though, they have kind of got themselves, I mean, as this thing has evolved from they might be after him, it's turned into a pretty full-blown investigation case. It's getting scary now for those guys. They're painted into a corner. Is that what you were telling me?
Well, without being disingenuous, I could say that I wouldn't like to be in their position right now. You know, I followed this case right from day one. I was the very first member in Lioness in Australia. I've watched the conduct. I've seen the promises that were made. There was an enormous offer that was made to the Australian consumers when Lioness was conducting pre-launch presentations. There was thousands of people that were signing up to Lioness. And what was being offered here in return for premium membership is that the parties that accepted premium memberships, and we're talking about a down payment of around $3,000, Lioness was advertising through a pre-launch campaign that when the company reached phase three of its launch in Australia, that the company would then go about conducting media campaigns. And the presenters were making representations that the company would sign in 1 million-plus members and position those members underneath the parties that had purchased premium memberships prior to those campaigns. So it's an enormous inducement. If you can imagine people over here in Australia, obviously around the world, the effects of the economy worldwide, particularly with a program like Lioness, where small businesses are engaging in the company as merchants wanting business, and also you've got net workers that want to create income. Both camps are very vulnerable right now because, you know, businesses want business and people want to create residual income. So there were people flocking into Lioness in the thousands during that pre-launch period trying to be positioned ahead of those advertising campaigns.
All right. Okay, so I got to go. So you're going to keep us posted on this thing. You are a watchdog against any kind of violation like this. What's the best way to find you, Craig, and what you're doing as far as keeping the light on this down there?
Well, you can find me at my website, craigwatton.com. The trial will begin on the 27th of July. Also, the direct hearing on Thursday last week. And the Justice League, he has sent it down for a five-day hearing. It's likely to only go for 3 days. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as long as we expected it to be. And I'm happy to update you when the decision's made.
All right, we got to go. Kevin Thompson, Craig Watton, everybody, thanks for listening. See you next week.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.